Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast, starring Dags and Arrest. Today, welcome back for another powerful episode. And now, across this powerful oaken desk is Magical Mike, DJ Rez.
Hello, Dags. Hello, amazing friends. I am magical. I
have you
to
are.
Be magical.
You is.
Because I won the 2023
oh, my God.
WFNU Programmer oh, my of the Year God. Award.
I always have to edit that out.
That's all I do is try to make you edit things.
Yes. It's all I do and I do it well. Welcome back, friends. Powerful episode today. We're going to be talking about the Oscars and a bunch of other pop culture things. News.
Bands. Boxing matches.
Bands on the run.
Bands on the run.
B-A-N or B-A-N-D?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just, you know, it's probably the Taco Bell that made them on the run anyway.
I love Taco Bell. What is your favorite Taco Bell item?
I really like their, it's like their chicken grilled stuffed burrito, their grilled burrito. I like that. There's something about that melted cheese.
You like the melted cheese?
I like their shredded melted cheese, damn it.
It's wonderful.
If I could just have like a little bit of chicken and a lot of that melted cheese wrapped in a tortilla, I would love that.
Powerful. Yeah, we're talking about bands. Like DJ Rez, TikTok.
Yes.
They want to ban TikTok.
Tic-tac-toe.
This time for real.
Yeah, and just today, Congress passed the bill, but it's really a bill to force a sale. So they're giving them a chance to sell.
To divest, as they say.
We'll see what happens. I hope they don't. I'm a TikTok user.
You are.
I can go live on TikTok, which is like a coveted thing for TikTok users. So I'm available to go live, and I do it terribly. I don't get a lot of viewers, but that's okay. I did put up a TikTok asking people to just follow me, mm-hmm. and it's one of my lowest viewed TikToks ever. So I think TikTok is suppressing me there, too. I'm shadow banned on TikTok.
That's good.
I'm shadow banned everywhere.
Everywhere.
At X.
At?
My ex's house.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't TikTok. Believe it. We are not on TikTok.
No.
But as soon as it's divested, reanimates, we're going to be there.
Right. I guess Rumble, I think it's Rumble, is acquiring to buy it. They want to buy it, so we'll see.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to buy it?
Yeah, it's a money-making machine.
It is.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And for some reason now, I have fallen into fly-tying TikTok. I'm getting a lot of fly tying videos and lives in my feed for some reason. It's just these dudes tying flies.
They just boomered the hell out of you.
I know. They're like,
they don't even bother with the hot chicks with you. It's like, well, okay, we have access to his phone. We turned on the camera and it's this old dude with a gray beard.
Yeah. I didn't even get hot lesbians. I got,
oh my God.
Overweight dudes tying flies.
What else is in your algorithm? That's hilarious.
That's a good question. That's pretty much it. It's just fly tying now. I don't know how, but yeah, that's what it is. Oh, and then people flipping houses too for some reason.
Oh my God, you're old.
I it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you know what? If the Chinese are sending me that algorithm, thank you.
Yeah. I don't think you have it. I don't think you're not part of it.
No, yeah.
They're not going to get anything
from
you.
No, they're not. They're like, oh, man, we got to steal his cribbage board ideas.
Yeah, we're spying on Mike or DJ Rez, and apparently right. He falls asleep in his chair. Yeah.
Like, man, this guy just sits in bed all day watching TikTok. What a loser.
Speaking of old, I went and I drove to the city for comic books.
A big city.
Yes.
Wow.
I journeyed. So I'm going to my comic book store.
Yes.
I pull on the door and it's locked.
No. Did it close?
No.
Oh.
They have to buzz you in now.
What?
That's how bad it is there.
Do you have to like look at the camera and like give them the hand signal or something?
It's like Escape from New York.
Yeah.
I drove up there and it's not good.
What's the password?
And it's like, too, when you go to drugstores now, everything is locked up in plexiglass.
Yeah.
Like I went in.
Target's doing that, too.
I went in to get toothpaste, and toothpaste is locked up.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, and then, yeah, it's annoying. It is. All right, one more boomer thing.
Okay.
Do you watch a lot of YouTube? You talk about algorithms. I'm in this deodorant.
What?
But now,
the deodorant algorithm?
Yeah, it's all air freshener and deodorants.
What?
Have you noticed that?
No, because I don't see those.
Yes.
Because I'm not.
Yeah, that's my algorithm.
I don't search deodorant. How does that happen?
It used to be for your armpits. Now it's all crotch. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? I mean, Jesus Christ, take a shower.
I mean, everybody knows that as the generations change, your crotch gets smellier.
Oh, my God.
And your butt crack.
Yes.
There's, like, butt crack cream out there now.
That's what I mean. Everything is, like, come on, dude.
Yeah. You know what? Just put some soap in your crack. You'll be fine.
Yes.
I've never had an issue with crack or crotch
smell. Haven't.
No.
All right, let's segue off this nasty topic. I don't know. It's just one thing
I noticed. Get from, like,
yes,
I went to I get know, comic know, books, know, and now I we're know, talking about I butt know. Crack smell.
I know. Boxing. Jake Paul. Have you followed Jake Paul's career?
I try not to, but he's everywhere. So. Yeah, I know the basics. He boxes everybody.
Influencers.
Yeah, he and his brother. Brothers in wrestling. U.S. champion for the WWE.
So the latest is he's going to box Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I was a little shocked. Hold on, I got to open this energy drink.
New flavor, what do you got?
Ultra Peachy Keen from Monster. Sugar-free. Oh, all right, hold on.
All right, take a pull. What do you think?
Delicious. There it goes. I like the peach.
Is it better than strawberry?
Yes. It's really strong.
It's good.
Yeah. I like it.
Peach is powerful.
It's a powerful peach, that's for sure. No, so when I heard he was going to box Mike Tyson, I went, he's going to die. And then I started seeing videos of Mike Tyson training. Not only is he going to die, but we're going to be able to see his soul rise up from his body.
So you mean Mike Tyson's going to die? Dude's going to be 58 years old.
I know, but have you seen him sparring?
Have you seen him walk with a cane?
No.
Yeah.
I just seen him in the ring. I
know. You know what the details of the fight are?
I just saw a couple of the rules. Like they have to wear headgear or they're wearing headgear.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's dumb. And they're going to charge people to watch this on Netflix? Yeah.
It's going to be and it's not a fight.
What is it?
It's an exhibition.
Oh, no. We all know what happens at exhibitions.
Yeah. I mean, that's right there. You know, it's not a fight. So they're just going to put on a show.
You tell that to Apollo Creed, you asshole.
Yes. Throw the damn towel. Boxing gloves. Normally 8 to 10 ounces.
Right.
You know how much these are going to be? 18 ounces.
Wait a minute.
Yes. So it's going to be
if
like
they're heavier.
It's going to be like those blow up Hulk gloves. You know, those kids.
Sock and boppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a boxing match. It's not an exhibition even. It's a training session.
They should just have like the boxing ring. They just show it. And then there's just a way to just throw your money in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
That's basically what it is. I think I'm. So I have Netflix. But if I want to watch this, I have to pay extra for it. That's dumb.
How much extra? Do you know yet?
I don't know what they're going to charge extra. But I know it's like Netflix pay-per-view or whatever they're calling it.
So it's not straight Netflix.
No. But you can only. You have to. I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, you want to watch it? It's going to be $59.99 plus $9.99 a month for your subscription to Netflix. They're going to get you that way if you don't already have Netflix.
But everyone's talking about it. We're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's smart.
But it's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I still think Tyson should just rail on him. Just who cares?
There's going to be a lot of hugging.
Yeah, there probably will be.
And they'll be real proud of each other.
Yeah.
And then they'll go do shots.
I think what I'm going to do is not watch it. And then watch everybody post about it on
TikTok.
TikTok. There'll be people who will show it live on TikTok because that happens all the time. You go through TikTok and somebody's got their live going on with some hate event. UFC is a big one that they do. They try to take them down really fast, but there's too many. Yeah, I'd rather watch my brother get beat up than watch that pay-per-view.
But there's part of you, that they know it's like inbred fighting.
Yeah.
Car crashes.
Yeah, I mean, you do want to see it.
Yeah, and it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I'm just not going to pay to watch that.
No.
They should just practice in a ring together.
Well, that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be sparring with headgear. And.
Now, I've never been hit by a boxing glove. Have you?
Yes.
How does it feel?
It's painful.
Is it? Even with the padding on
it? I mean, there's the mass, the force of it.
Right. What's
but my point is with headgear, with the big gloves, there's going to be a no knockout clause in there. You know that.
Yeah, but
it's just going to be a lot of hugging. And then.
Well, Tyson's going to kill him if it's any other way. You know he's going to. Tyson's got some.
But he's got
boxing.
He's also got 20 years on him.
True. I don't know.
So we shall see.
I think it's dumb.
How about marketing, though? You don't think it's dumb?
Marketing-wise, it's genius. And I guarantee you his brother's energy drink or sports drink is going to be sponsoring a big sponsor. So his brother's going to get paid. Yep. And then his podcast is going to get paid. And then I bet Mike Tyson is a guest on the podcast afterwards.
Yes.
That's my guess.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then they're going to pretend like it's no big deal, and they were just buddies all along.
Speaking of podcasts, we really appreciate everyone that listens to our powerful podcast. We just ask you one thing. Please tell a friend, and wherever you listen to our podcast, please leave a review. 5 stars is the highest rating. That's what Mike Rez wants and likes.
Yes.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and my favorite social media, X. At Amazing Pop Pod. Make sure you follow us there and give at Mike Rez Radio. He's probably shadow banned, but give him a follow.
Yeah, probably. It's all my Kirk Cousins takes, especially this week. That's got me banned.
Were you ripping on the Vikings?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All day on, let's see, today's Wednesday. So Monday, I started posting pictures of other quarterbacks in a Vikings uniform. And it didn't really get much attention on X except for, but on Facebook, I'm in a diehards Vikings fan group. And those people, like, all they do is live and breathe Vikings. So every picture I posted was just pissing more and more people off. It was awesome. Because they take it too seriously.
Do you think in your lifetime, the Vikings will win a Super Bowl?
I don't know. I doubt it. It's sad. I really want them to, but I don't think they will.
Do you think Ziggy Stardust wants the team to win, or is it just pure business?
I think he does. I think he and really his brother do. Yeah. Because if the more they win, the more money they make, because you get further along in the playoffs.
Is it a ton of more dough? Is it worth spending to make money?
I think so.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, I think they make it worth their while. But yeah, it. Because, and then, you know, they get all the concessions, they get some of the parking, so the more games, the better. They might actually go to 18 games next year, so there's a reason why they're doing that.
But then you think of, like, the Cubs never win, make a shit ton of money.
Right.
The Timberwolves make a ton of dough.
They're doing better this year.
They are, I mean, but, and all you need is a quarterback. Because you have a decent
quarterback. And an offensive line.
Yeah, but let's get real. Every time we had go hand in hand, you got to protect the quarterback, but you chunk the ball down and someone's going to catch it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. He was a horrible quarterback. They had a good defense, though, that year, the Ravens. So, I mean, if he can win one, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers.
Yes, yeah.
They had a good defense.
Yes.
So, I mean, a terrible quarterback can still win a Super Bowl.
But what I'm saying is, anytime we had Culpepper, we had usually the problem with the Vikings is we always have retreads.
Yes. It's true. And we have another retread.
And then we always do, I mean, the infamous Herschel Walker trade, which created the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. The Dallas Cowboys won their Super Bowls because of us. You're welcome, Dallas.
Yeah.
America's team, my ass.
So it's, I did a meme of Ziggy Wolf laughing, saying, just tell him it's a rebuilding year. Because yeah. Every year is a rebuilding
year.
This
is the ultimate rebuilding year, yeah. I think.
I don't talk a lot of sports because it's depressing for Minnesota sports, but just get a quarterback. Build your team around a quarterback.
They'll draft one this year. I hope they get McCarthy from
All great football teams have great quarterbacks. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost about time for the Vikings to sign Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
So we're getting there.
Yeah.
Next year, probably.
Yeah.
Unless he's the vice president. I mean, you never know. It's rumored he might be on the short list for Robert RFK. Kennedy Jr. Ventura is on that list. Aaron Rodgers is on that list. Andrew Yang is on that list.
I was the governor.
Can you imagine? I was the governor. We shocked the world. Literally. That would be great. Ventura as vice president. We'd be talking UFOs all day long. He'd be in charge of the UFO counterintelligence team or whatever they would call it.
Aerial phenomena.
UAPs.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd come up with another name for sure. But I think that would be worth 4 years of whatever chaos those two would cause.
It's going to be a crazy year coming up.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Interesting. Interesting times, as they say. I just want the aliens to come right now. Let's get it over with.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you submit?
Or the asteroid.
Would you?
Well, it depends on,
all right.
on what I'm submitting to. if they let me make cribbage boards,
yes.
Then I'm all in.
You'd be the official.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Cribbage board maker of the aliens.
Powerful.
Yeah. I'd give up right away, too. Yeah, I would just put my hands up.
They'd probably give you a cool material to use.
Yeah, probably some kind of weird alien.
Resin.
Oh, yeah. Probably put some moon dust in it.
Now, Mike or DJ Rez, speaking of weird, the Oscars.
Yes.
What are we up to?
That was the 96th.
Wow.
Almost as old as you.
Now, going back to bullshit like the boxing match and John Cena, what are your thoughts? Why would you come out and do, I mean, obviously I know everyone's talking about it.
Right.
It works.
Yeah.
But it's just so lame.
You mean his Illuminati humiliation ritual? Yes,
exactly.
Got him in his to the club.
Streaking.
I don't get why they were talking about the streaker and then brought him out. Just bring him out naked. I mean, it would have worked the same way. I don't know why they were talking about the streaker. That happened in the 70s, I think it was. So, but yeah, it was kind of odd. Kind of uncomfortable to watch. But I watched that thing 97 times just to make sure I was uncomfortable watching it.
What if Jimmy Kimmel came out? That would be nasty.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be like me coming out. So did you hear that Disney's rules for allowing that to happen?
What do you mean?
They said he could do it as long as there was no bulge and no crack showing. So that's why they had the oversized envelope covering his junk. So, but yeah, and then there were some behind-the-scenes photos. It was just like a pad he was wearing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. It was goofy.
Yeah.
So thank God they didn't drag it on too long. Because Kimmel has a way of doing that.
And then what's that?
Dragging on skits too long, jokes too long. But then they put him in a curtain or something.
A barrel?
Yeah, something. What if he came out in a barrel with the
suspenders?
Strap, the suspenders, yeah. That would have been funny. But he did, it was for, best costume was his category. I don't know, it was weird. But he's in the Illuminati now, so congratulations to John Cena.
Let's go over a couple of things.
Can we talk about how Oppenheimer won best editing?
Oh, my God.
I started that movie 2.5 months ago, and I'm almost done.
Really?
Yeah. It was a long movie. How does that win best editing? I guess I don't know. I don't pay attention to the editing of movies, so I don't know. Maybe there's an art to it that I just don't get.
Well, editing is like a hairpiece, a good hairpiece you don't notice.
Don't notice it.
So it's like editing. If it's done well, you know.
You don't notice
a lot
it.
Of people.
I guess.
People like those fancy edits.
The fast edits?
Yeah.
Cut. What do they call them? Fast cuts?
Yeah.
I like it when the directors edit their own movie.
Yeah.
And then they don't get shown and WB cancels them. That's the best.
I do like fast stuff, like Snatch had some really cool scenes. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember when the dude was doing the shot and he pounded it down on the table and then the jet took off and landed. And
They had
a lot of cool stuff like that. But then there's other directors that just have these big giant shots and nothing's going on, but it's cool.
Yeah.
It's framed up. So,
yeah, I like any kind of car chase or something. And they do the fast cuts between the two drivers in the cars, the chaser and the chasee.
What's a, off the top of your head, what's a good car chase movie?
The Italian Job has a good car chase in it. I like that one. There was that one you and I watched. It was a Netflix show. I can't remember what it is, but there was a car chase in the beginning of that. I think it was a Ryan Reynolds.
Did it star Gene Hackman?
No, there was that one too, The French Connection. Yeah. Which I wasn't too impressed with that car chase.
The problem is, you know, you go back and you look at movies and what they had. They get, I don't know, it's a problem because everything gets hyped up and then you watch it and then you compare it to other movies and it's kind of like they always say, oh, this girl's so hot. She's really not that hot. You
right.
know? So I don't know.
That car chase wasn't very, to me, it wasn't very impressive, but you ask like an older person, yes. They're 60, they're like, that's the best chase scene ever. But it's really loud, that chase scene.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the wife going, what the hell are you watching? I was like, I had to turn it down. I was like, I don't think this thing won a sound editing Oscar. That's for sure. What other good car chase scenes?
I get kind of bored with car chases.
Do you?
Yeah. They got to come up with something new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it. If it's long enough, I like the long ones.
You do?
Yeah. And then, you know, and then you go to the other side, you get shootout scenes. And of course, Heat's the best one.
Oh my God. The bank scene?
Yeah. Tombstone's another good one.
Very good.
Yep. I like that one. And then Young Guns at the end of Young Guns. That's a good one.
Collateral. Remember Tom Cruise when he's in the...
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Jamie Foxx is handcuffed up.
Yeah.
Zip tied to the steering wheel and
yeah.
those guys walk by. Yeah. All tied up and shit. And he goes... and then Tom Cruise, yo, homie, is that my bag?
You know what's another one? The remake of The Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington. That's a good shootout scene.
Oh, cowboy movies are the best.
Silverado. That was a good one. Like that. I was just thinking of, I don't know why, but the other day at work, Silverado popped into my mind. And because Kevin Costner is in that. And he's like
great.
The younger brother, the wild younger brother. And I don't know why I was thinking about that. The scene when he comes out of the bar and he's got both bad guys on either side and he shoots them both.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum's in that, too.
Untouchables. And
goes on and on. That's gangster movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cowboys, gangsters, they're all good.
Because they all play with guns.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
powerful.
Johnny Dangerously. Mr. Mom, I mean, remember that? Yeah. That shootout scene.
Yes. Well, that's funny you said that. It's a powerful segue to Danny DeVito and Arnold. Did you see that?
That was my favorite part of the Oscars.
That made me smile.
It did, because everyone was thinking twins. The twins are back together, and they turn it into a How We Died in Batman movies.
They both look great, too, didn't they?
I think that's the best I've seen Danny DeVito in the last couple of years.
His late 70s? He looks
They've
great.
Got to be. Let's look it up.
Yeah.
I need to know how old Danny DeVito
is. No, I love that scene.
He looked good, because he looks like a train wreck in...
But that's his,
in the Philadelphia show.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. They play him up.
Right.
But yeah, that was a great scene, those two coming out. But what got even better is, what do you got? Danny DeVito. How old? 77?
79.
Wow.
He's almost 80 years old.
Looked great.
Yeah, he looked really good. 80 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I did like how they were comparing how they died, and then they go to Keaton. And he's just
wasn't that awesome?
The Batman stare going on.
Oh my God. Get that dude back in Batman.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the animated Batman Beyond?
I did not.
So they had an old Bruce Wayne in there.
Okay. Did it look like Keaton?
Yes. It's incredible.
Huh. I have to.
Gray haired. Yeah. They got to get those dudes, all three of them, get them in a movie.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
I saw somebody say that because of the three of them were, you know, on there. talking about Batman, that it means that they're going to come out with another multiverse Batman where the Penguin and Mr. Freeze are alive again.
Well, DC is overdue for a good DC movie.
Absolutely.
Or any movie, yeah.
I shouldn't say I tried watching. I caught like the middle of the end of The Flash and it lost me. And I was like, okay, well, that sucked. All that hype. And the best part was Michael Keaton.
Yes. No, Michael Keaton's awesome. We got to get a real director.
Christopher Nolan.
What do you think?
I think we should. Be a lot of dialogue.
A lot of editing.
Right. And only one explosion.
No, we get Danny DeVito. We get Arnold in there. And
Would you bring back, okay, you have to bring back one, Poison Ivy or the Riddler, but it has to be Uma Thurman or Jim Carrey. Which one would you bring back?
I like Jim Carrey a lot, mm-hmm. but I didn't like him as that character.
As the Riddler?
Way too over the top, way too hammy.
For a comic book movie, he was too comic book.
But it really was, if you read a lot of comics, they're not as over the top as you think.
Sure.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
They dumb things down all the time for movies. And like, to me, Batman and what the heck was that? Batman and Robin with all those in there?
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone.
I get them all mixed up.
Yeah.
George Clooney one.
The Val Kilmer. Which one had the nipples?
Yes. Batman and Robin. But anyway, like I liked Jim Carrey, but I didn't like that. Who do you think is a comedian now that could pull it off? Is there anyone you can think of?
As the Riddler?
Yeah. And I don't think it has to be a comedian. It has to be just someone that can just pull off. And then Poison Ivy.
What about John Hamm? Oh, my voice cracked there.
Yeah.
John Hamm is the Riddler, maybe?
I think maybe he's too physically big.
Oh, sure. I could see that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Russell Crowe. Gerard Butler.
I don't know.
I'm just naming names. Yeah. So I have no idea.
I'm thinking like some dapper kind of younger.
I was going to say it'd have to be like somebody. What about that? God, I can't think of his name now. I'm going to have to try to look it up. It'd have to be like one of those young actors from like a Netflix movie that you never see before. Like name like Stefan Jorgensen or something.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those. How about those brothers? The Skarsgård, what are they?
Oh, one of the Skarsgårds. Yeah. Sure.
There you go.
Let's get the guy who played Cousin It.
Yeah. Cousin Eddie.
Yeah. We could do him.
Whoa. How about Poison Ivy? Who are you thinking? Anything off the top of your head?
That's a good question. Jennifer Gardner. I don't think she could play a good Poison Ivy. What about that Sweeney?
I was thinking the same thing.
The one that everyone's going.
I don't think she has enough edge.
No.
He's too vanilla.
Zendaya?
I think he. Zendaya. No. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably an unknown.
But Emma Stone.
No.
She just won Best Actress.
Oh, wow. God, you just jump right to.
Yeah, spoiler
all
alert.
All right. So who do we have for. Who do you got for a list on Best Actress? Annette Bening. And NYAD, Lily Gladstone, and Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Yes.
Got him?
Carey Mulligan for Maestro.
Yes.
Maestro. Sandra, is it Hüller from Anatomy of a Fall?
It's got the umlauts.
Yeah. Hüller. So apparently Lily Gladstone was the favorite. And Emma Stone.
Yes.
Was like, yeet, I'll take that. Do you like it when people write a movie and then cast themselves as the star of the movie?
No. Except I Stallone. Rocky.
Nice. The best actor in a supporting role. I'm showing you.
Yes.
It's not.
Sterling K. Brown.
Yep. Good.
American Fiction.
From This Is Us.
Robert De Niro in Heat and Killers of the Flower Moon. Ryan Gosling and Barbie and Mike Ruffalo. No, I'm just kidding. Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things. And the Oscar goes to, did we even mention?
No, you the did winner? Not.
I did.
But you can now.
Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer.
He was good in Oppenheimer. I liked that.
See, I disagree. I thought it was pretty lame. And then he kind of shone through.
Really?
You know, is that the way you're talking? You know, I can't do him, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I didn't hate him, but I don't know. But he looked good, too.
I liked him in that movie. Yeah.
But
did
you see him?
I was glad he won.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone made a big deal of him. Everyone said he snubbed Short Round. But there's pictures of him afterwards, and they were together, and they were saying hi and hugging. So there was no controversy there.
Mm.
Did you like how for supporting actor and actress and best actor and actress, they brought out past winners to talk about each nominee?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, where they talk directly to the actor.
/ camera.
Yes.
Yeah, it was different. I kind of liked it because it's different than somebody coming out and then you hear like the voice of the house going, best actor in a supporting role.
But it was, I wish they would have just said it in their own voice. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, you mean like when a past winner would talk to whoever's up for it?
Yeah, I would say I like that better than like having
but
like the
But it
announcer.
Didn't seem like they were, it seemed like they were just reading something written for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of them wrote it because some of them were friends and they said, oh, my friend, there was I think it was supporting actress and I can't remember who was talking, but she was looking directly at who she was talking about. So to me, I think that's like somebody who wrote their own stuff or just did an ad lib because they know that person so well.
Yeah. Cause some of them seemed forced and like, you don't really mean that.
No. And,
and not everyone has to know everything too, you know?
Right. I think like this Sterling K. Brown is a good example of that because when they were talking about him, they were just looking right at the camera and it didn't seem like they knew each other at all.
No.
And I was like, this is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, some of that, it's kind of awkward, but I liked it just because it was different.
I mean, it was something new. So
kind of gave an importance to that category.
Maybe mix it up though.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they could do best sound editing that way.
Yeah. But what do you do with something? It's 96 years. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
You've already had a streaker. And
yeah. That
guy.
Was what I was going to say. You have someone fake streak and.
Right. You had a guy wearing a bulgeless support over his junk. Is there like categories that you could care less about, like makeup and hairstyling? I mean, I know it's important to the people that get nominated, but it's not really something that I pay attention to. Do you pay attention to like the makeup and hairstyling? If it's just like an Oppenheimer, are you like in. Are you, in Maestro, are you looking at makeup and hairstyles? Are you looking at that kind of
No, thing? It's something you appreciate.
Right.
But I don't think the average person, they're there for the actors, the right. Music.
Yep. The I do like that they perform the original songs.
Barbie.
The songs in those categories. Ken. Yeah, Barbie had two.
Yeah.
And I'm Just Ken. I think that was a pretty good performance, but I'm glad that Billie Eilish won because that's a good song. I do like that song. There's something about her voice when she sings that song.
Mm, very breathy.
What am I made for? Did I sound like her?
Yes, exactly.
Nice. It's going for that.
I don't know that the whole thing with Slash. I mean, that's where I
come
say,
on.
That's where I
that was
say,
good.
That's where I gotta say, okay, boomer.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's probably some people going,
Guns
that
and
guitarist
Roses.
Is going to go some yeah. places.
Guns N' Roses.
I wonder which band he's in. The one I want to talk about is the visual effects.
Yeah, I think we'll both agree on that.
Yeah, so some of the nominees were the creator, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I didn't know it was even nominated, but I was like, holy crap, that's right. That movie was made last year. Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, and Napoleon. But the winner was Godzilla Minus One. The only category they were nominated in.
What's weird is they went right to showing the CGI.
Mm-hmm.
The clips, they'd show like Dead Reckoning, they'd show Tom Cruise reaching for stuff, and then you'd see it's all added in digitally and
on the green screen.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like that part of it, it's like, I don't know if I like that or not. I think it would have been better just to show the final project, the final outcome.
Sure.
Product.
Well, I think it was really cool that Godzilla didn't use any special effects. That was all real. The real Godzilla was in the movie.
Yes.
Looked
real
good for
real dinosaurs.
Being 70, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, but I think it was really cool to watch. They were all excited. They all had their own Godzilla figurine, too.
I think someone should have helped them, though. Because it was kind of a clusterfuck, and then they played, they played the music, you know.
Yeah, they should have just let them. Come on, it's Godzilla.
Yeah.
I did see a funny meme on Monday morning that it was a picture of Godzilla, and it said, don't ever give up. This guy was 70 years old and starred in 78 movies before he won his first award. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. Are you into, like, the animated categories? Like, they have animated short film. They have like best animated movie. I've never seen any of those. Every time
they're cool. I mean, I wish they'd have them released as like, you know, you used to go to the movie theater and they'd have like a, what do they call that when they got all the movies together? Like a
smashing of movies.
Yes. A murder of movies.
I don't even know where to see some of these.
But that's
animated short films.
Well, that's what it is, too. It's, you know, where do you go find them? You know, you used to go to the movie theater to watch movies. Now you got to dig for them.
Right.
But a lot of those short films and animated ones are really cool.
Yeah, and they're almost all foreign. So, which I think is really cool because you get to see different animation styles.
Well, that's countries. The thing, too. It's not about making money. That's what bothers me is every movie now has got it's made for money. And the art is obviously secondary, third. Tertiary, it's not even up there, you know, it's just about making money, you know, like the Transformer movies versus some animated movie that's, you know, cool.
Yeah, like the animated Transformers movie.
Yes.
That had a lot of heart behind it.
1984 Transformers.
Correct. I saw that at Apache Plaza.
Wow.
Yep. And for those that know, the 80s around here, that was one of the most happening malls.
Got hit by a tornado.
It sure did. I was just telling my brother-in-law, who's from Massachusetts, about Apache Plaza. He didn't believe me, so I found some pictures online and sent them to him. He just laughed. He loved that 80s aesthetic. Big fountain in the middle. It was great. The winner of the the animated short film was The War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. And one of their kids was up there.
Julian.
Yeah, and his Yoko's like 90 something years old. Jeez Louise. Those Beatles are old. They're all getting up there. Actress in a supporting role. So you had Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, which I think she did a great job in that. Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple. American Fiera for Barbie. Jodie Foster for Naiad. And the winner was Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
Actor in a leading role.
We had Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer, Bradley Cooper from Maestro, Coleman Domingo from Rustin, Paul Giamatti from The Holdovers, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. And of course, Cillian Murphy won because he was in 28 Days Later. I think that's why he won.
No, he won because he was Scarecrow.
Oh, was that it? Oh, I thought for sure it was because he got snubbed for 28 Days Later.
I love Scarecrow.
So he's also in the Pinky Blinders.
Yes.
And
Quiet Place Too.
Is he in A Quiet Place Too? Oh. He said he'd be open to do another like 28 Days sequel, finish off that. I think they said if they ever did like he said if they did like 28 years later, he'd be in. I think that was his first movie he ever did.
Definitely a unique looking dude.
That is correct. I didn't think what else he was in besides that, but Oppenheimer is definitely the one that everyone's like, oh, this guy exists. So, but yeah, he did a good job as Oppenheimer. Best Picture. Now this one, they do 10 now. Of course, that changed a few years ago. Do you like the 10 nominees because they couldn't get the five right ever.
How'd Al Pacino do with that?
Because they, I mean, if you think about it, then they, you know, there's always like, then the 11th movie is like, what about me? You know, it's just like anything else. You can't just keep adding nominees to this. But the list for Best Picture nominees were Oppenheimer, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. And the winner was Oppenheimer.
Did you see Fat Man and Little Boy?
No.
Yes.
I did not. What was that?
Look it up.
Fat Man and Little Boy?
Yes.
Little Boy. Oh, it's from the best decade ever. 1989. Paul Newman is in it, huh?
Yeah, go down the list of who's in that movie.
Okay, Paul Newman, Dwight Schultz, Bonnie Bedelia, John Cusack, Laura Dern, and Natasha Richardson. Rest in peace.
Great movie.
That's a young Laura Dern, too. And this is about the atomic bomb?
Yes.
Ooh, John C. McGinley is in this one. Clark Gregg, who was in the Marvel movies. He was the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. What's his name in those movies? I can't even remember. Anyway, Fred Thompson, one of his best roles, Distinguished Gentleman, starring Eddie Murphy. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that one.
Let's watch it and talk about it.
It's a little shorter than Oppenheimer, too, so, but it's still over 2 hours.
Yes.
Which must have been, like, the worst movie ever to see in the 80s, because that was, like, the hour and a half, hour 45 time in everyone's life. That's all our intentions.
How about Gandhi?
Look up Gandhi. Is that a long one? 1982. 3 hours and 11 minutes.
Yes.
Ben Kingsley, obviously. Yes. Candice Bergen. Daniel Day-Lewis. Martin Sheen. Well, 3 hours and 11 minutes. That's a long time
to see. It was.
My God. I haven't seen that one either. I'm going to have to see that
one. You need to see a lot of movies.
I do, yeah.
Yes.
I got to spend less time making cribbage boards and more time.
Well, you can do both.
I could do both.
Yes.
Yeah. I do have streaming.
Yes.
On the phone.
You could get the Apple Vision Pro. Oh. Yes.
While I'm trying to drill holes.
Yes.
I want to put a TV in the shed. I don't know if the sawdust will agree with that.
Yeah. Thing. I was going to say get sucked into the... All right. We are wrapping up this powerful episode. Hope you guys had a good time. As always, we ask you to do one thing. Please tell a friend. And make sure you follow Mike Rez on all social media because he's shadow banned. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.